So tell me how you got your name.
Well, several years back, I started listening to the BFO, Big Fatty Online, as everyone here has. And at the same time, I also was listening to the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Miss Auntie Vera Charles. And I made the fatal error of contacting Big Fatty's show and mentioning how much I loved the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And he immediately said that I must be confused. And so the name has stuck ever since. You did give me this name. Yes. That is how I received my name.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I made the fatal error of contacting Big Fatty's show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1930 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2015. Big Fatty, you forgot the year. Y'all coming up on... Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk about the Big Brother, Big Buddy. Hello, house guest Big Fatty. It's that time. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going. Big Fatty, what have I done here? I don't know. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty already said that. Oh, okay. Y'all, you are house guests today because y'all, on two, I say Tuesday, the big announcement came. And y'all, today, Big Fatty's going to spend an entirely too long bit of time talking about Big Brother. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all, you know, that is the summer hit. It's the hit of the summer season, and y'all, it starts. It starts 1 week from today on the 24th, and it's the two-night premiere, the 24th and the 25th. Big Fatty, that will be 6 months till Crema. It's true. Y'all, they've revealed the house guests, and Big Fatty, why don't we just go on over there and talk about them now? I think that's a lovely idea. Now, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I know that there are many of you that do not give a fat rat's ass. Big Fatty, is that the weather rat? No. Fat rat's ass about the Big Brother. And if you don't want to listen today, that's just fine. But y'all, that's what I'm going to talk about most of the day today. And y'all, the pictures of all these folks are up on the CBS.com. And you can go over there and see them, y'all. There's some interesting folks in the house this year. Y'all, the first one is Audrey Middleton. She's 25 from Villa Rica, Georgia. And Audrey grew up in a small Georgia town. She's very tight with her parents, considering mom and dad amongst her best friends. Now, y'all, the interesting thing about Audrey is that she used to be Andy Middleton. So, y'all, she's the first transgendered person in the Big Brother little show house. And, y'all, she's a digital media consultant. So that should raise a few eyebrows. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the next one will raise a few eyebrows, too. Y'all, it's Alston Maddelson. He's 30 years old. Y'all, he's got long hair and tattoos. And, y'all, he is from Walnut Hills, California. Big Fatty, I wonder if he knows the Sea Hag. Well, I mean, probably. He's a professional wrestler. Y'all, it does not specifically mention the Sea Hag in his... in his, what do you call it, his bio. But anyway, y'all, he's 30 and a professional wrestler. And y'all, it's probably, y'all, looks like he's going to be hot all summer long. Just sweaty hot. Not sexy hot, but sweaty hot. But, you know, you never know about these things. Y'all, the next one is Becky Burgess, and she's from Denver, Colorado. Big Fatty, do you think she might know Brian and David in Denver? She might. Or maybe even Casey and yes, Big Fatty. Or maybe Casey's huge Pete. No, probably not. And y'all, she's 26 and a retail manager, whatever that means. Anyway, y'all, the next one, they're 14, by the way, that are going to be in the house. Y'all, he's cute as a bug. The next one, his name is Clay Honeycutt. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-T-T? It is spelled C-U-T-T. He's 23 from Dickinson, Texas, but he currently lives in College Station because he's a graduate student at Texas A&M University. Big Fatty. So, y'all, we got a cowboy on there. He's smarter than people give him credit for. Big Fatty, he can be as dumb as a bag of rocks. As cute as he is, well, that's true. Devon Rogers, age 27. Y'all, she's from the City of Angels, and she's a poker dealer. Big Fatty, poker, and you know, so y'all, but you know, they're not allowed to have cads in the house, so I don't know what she's gonna be dealing. She'll be dealing espionage, Big Fatty. She'll have something up her sleeve, I bet. The next one is another long-haired boy, Jace Agoli. He's 23, and he is originally from Dunwoody, Georgia, but he now lives in Venice Beach, and he's a personal trainer. Big Fatty, I hope he takes his clothes off. He's a modern-day adventurer who models his life after Indiana Jones, he says here. But anyway, so, but y'all, he's a cutie. He's a looker, as they say. Y'all, the next one is a strange one. It's James Hewling, and y'all, he is of Oriental descent. He is originally he's 31 years old. Is Oriental Big Fatty? We don't know. Just move forward. We're not you've never gotten it right before. Why start now? He's originally from Sumter, South Kakalaki, but y'all, he now lives in Wichita Falls, Texas, and he's a retail associate. He loves his Southern roots and served 6 years in the armed forces. But y'all, he kind of looks a little cray-cray. It's just, you know, just anyway. Y'all, then we've got Jason Roy. He's 25 from Fall River, Massachusetts. And he's a supermarket cashier. And y'all, I think this is the gay one. I'm not sure. He thinks strong men should be targeted immediately, and winning challenges will be a crucial part of his strategy. He's got a big mouth on him. Big Fatty, I hope someone has a huge penis. Oh, I mean, he was always picked last for team sports. Y'all, he's living at home with his mother. He's always got along better with women and plans on having an all-female alliance upon a Big Fatty. He's got to be a Bobo honker. It's probably true. So anyway, that may be our Bobo honker for the summer. Y'all, here's another kind of cutie. John McGuire. From Scranton, Pennsylvania, Penislavania, and y'all, he's 27 years old, and he's an El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. Big Fatty, they always have dental problems in the Big Brother house. He's kind of cutie pie. Big Fatty, I hope nobody has an appointment with him for the next 3 months. Probably not. Y'all, the next one looks like that girl that was on the on the Friends. I don't really. Lisa Kudrow. And this girl's name is Liz Nolan, 23, from Miami. She's a marketing coordinator. And y'all, she just appears to be the stereotypical blonde for the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the next girl, she looks like she's from South Dakota or something, but she's not, y'all. It's Meg Malley, and she's 25, originally from New Jersey, but now lives in New York City. New York City! And she's a server. Big Fatty, you think she serves at chips and salsa? Probably. And she's been boy crazy and super competitive since she can remember. She says that while gay guys love her sass, and girls love her because she's non-threatening and swears by the girl code. Straight guys like her because she's an adorable blonde. So, anyway. Next one is Shelly Poole, 33, from Marietta, Georgia. Currently living in Atlanta. And, y'all, I guess she's going to be one of the older ones in the house this time. She's a fraternal twin. In the middle of five children, so she's been fighting for attention since an early age. The penultimate house guest is Steve Moses. Big Fatty, I thought you was going to say Moose. Steve Moses, he is from Gouverneur, New York. He's a college student, 22 years old. He's a 22-year-old virgin who doesn't drink or smoke, but that doesn't stop Steve from being the wildest and loudest guy in his fraternity. So, he's majoring in, he's taught a course at Cromwell University up where Toppy Smelly is. Big Fatty! And he's 22 and he taught a class. And y'all, then 32, Vanessa Russo from Lost Wages. And she's a professional poker player. Big Fatty, the other girl can deal to it if they had cards, but they don't. So y'all, she probably has a poker face. Big Fatty, better than a face for podcasting. Well, that's probably true too. The other thing that I saw on the inner tubes was y'all, they had pictures of the Big Brother house. And y'all, there's a cocktail lounge bedroom, and there's a comic book bedroom, and they've got there's all kinds of the house looks kind of neat. They took away that room, that kind of secret room, and they put a giant hammock in there, so they go in there and they can have those conversations in there where they had all the big blocks and all last year. And y'all, the theme is kind of beachy on the outside. So y'all, mark your calendars that the Big Brother starts 1 week from today on CBS. And y'all, that probably means, they usually go in a week before the little show starts. So they'll probably be going in later today. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And he writes and says, Dear Ask Big Fatty, what the hell happened to Lazy Susan? I mean, Crazy Susan. Has she pulled a Dairy Fairy, a Jeremiah, a Teresa? Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the Axe Big Fatty e-letter. It's lovely. It's always lovely to hear from you. And first of all, this is an excellent excellent question. And the answer, Jeremiah, he pops up from time to time. And the Dairy Fairy has just recently popped up here. I don't know that they're gone altogether. And, you know, Big Fatty gets an e-letter from the Teresa in the Seattles every now and then, too. They're not gone forgotten like some other folks. But, you know, that it's all okay. But the question question remains, what has happened to Lazy Susan? And I think the simple answer is I don't know.
Big Fatty, I think I know what the answer is.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Poodle has the answer as to what has happened to Lazy Susan.
Yes, Big Fatty, she unsubscribed. Big Fatty!
Yeah, Gussie, now y'all on the State of the Station that took place on Sunday night, y'all, we ran down quite a bit of information, and y'all, if you'd like to hear that, just go head on over there to Pride 48, and you can find the State of the Station little shows over there. I don't know if it's been posted yet or not, but it will. It will be soon. Now, y'all, the main thing is this coming weekend, starting at 7:45 p.m. in the evening, it is the big Pride 48 7th Anniversarium. And, y'all, it's almost, I think we've got... If it's not 40 shows, it's 39 that are participating this weekend. And y'all, there's just going to be a little bit of everything for everybody. Now, Big Fatty, you'll be able to hear him for right night at 8 p.m. In the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. And then I'll be back on Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the afternoon with old Veda. And y'all will be doing the 10th anniversarium of the start of the Little Fatty Cast. That'll be from 5 to 6 p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all head on over there to Pride 48. Y'all listen to a new show that you've never listened to before. Big Fatty, I've looked at the schedule and I just don't even know how I'm going to have time to run to the toilet. There's just so many I want to listen to. Yeah, I gotta say, now, y'all, I'm just going to close out today reminding you one more time that this coming Sunday is Father's Day. And, you know, Big Fatty has made the offer in the past, and I'll make it again. Yes, Big Fatty, you made it yesterday. Well, I'm going to make it again today. If your father has moved on to a better place, as they say, Big Fatty, you sound like Digger now. Or if you just don't have a good relationship with your father or whatever, Big Fatty will be more than happy to be your father. Yes, Big Fatty, offer some fatherly advice and we'll bring your pipe and slippers to you. Oh dear Gussie. Well, I don't know about the pipe and slippers. Big Fatty, how about the Tangeray and slippers? That's much better. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, it's gonna be the weekend will be here before you know it. Yes, Big Fatty, we're not even prepared for our little show. It's true, we're not, but we'll get there. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Ink Blind and Confused, and Melissa the Confused. You'll be able to hear them and Blind Guy Jay and Kim, the Inked One, and Melissa, what's your favorite part of Pride 48?
I made the fatal error of contacting Big Fatty's show.
Oh, we've all made that error, and please continue to do so.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.